Good morning, everyone. I trust you are safe and sound and enjoying the slightly warmer temperatures. We come from scattered lives to meet with God. Let us recognize his presence with us. Blessed are you, God of compassion and mercy. To you be praise and glory forever. In the darkness of our sin, your light breaks forth like the dawn, and your healing springs up for deliverance. As we rejoice in the gift of your saving help, sustain us with your bountiful spirit, and open our lips to sing your praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God for ever. As God's people, we are united. Therefore, let us worship him together in spirit and in truth. The word of God from Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid? When evildoers came upon me to eat up my flesh, it was they, my foes and my adversaries, who stumbled and fell. Though an army should encamp against me, yet my heart shall not be afraid. And though war should rise up against me, yet will I put my trust in him. One thing have I asked of the Lord, one thing I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the fair beauty of the Lord, and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble he shall keep me safe in his shelter. He shall hide me in the secrecy of his dwelling, and set me high upon a rock. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, join in imitating me and observe those who live according to the example you have in us. For many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. I have often told you of them, and now I tell you even with tears. Their end is destruction. Their God is the belly, and their glory is in their shame. Their minds are set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and it is from there that we are expecting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform the body of our humiliation so that it may be conformed to the body of his glory by the power that also enables him to make all things subject to himself. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved.
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, this season of Lent is a time for spiritual renewal, rejuvenation, and revival as we prepare to celebrate the glory and gift of resurrection in a few weeks' time. Its solemn character is meant to assist us in focusing on the fundamentals of our faith journey, which is to follow in the steps of Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Last Sunday we heard of Jesus being tempted in the wilderness, and I likened the tempter to the Harry Potter character Moaning Myrtle, trying to drag Jesus down to take the easy option or to give up. But being faithful to God, Jesus did not waver, give up, or complain. He is the ultimate example of faithfulness to God. And thank God that we have Jesus with us to be our guide, because just like his experience in the wilderness and afterwards, throughout all the seasons of our lives, our faith and commitment to God will be tested. Choosing the way of love, the narrow gate, to take up the cross and follow Jesus is not always an easy thing to do, certainly not following through with that choice and living it daily. In our scripture reading today, there is deep lament about those who refuse to hear and to live according to God's law of love. St. Paul, writing to the Christians in the Greek city of Philippi, "For many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. I have often told you of them, and now I tell you, even with tears." Probably one of the greatest challenges and temptations that we as Christians, followers of Christ, will encounter in our journey of faith is to forget our true identity. As baptized Christians, we are all children of God and precious in his sight. We bear his image at the very core of our being. See what love the Father has bestowed on us in letting us be called children of God. We are called to live in loving relationship with God and each other. We are redeemed and have access to God's grace through his Son, Jesus Christ. We are forgiven, loved, and free. We are reborn into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus. We are members of the body of Christ, his church. We have a soul, and our ultimate destiny is with God in eternity. As St. Paul clearly expresses in today's reading, our citizenship is in heaven. The trouble is, we often forget this, and so we don't live like citizens of heaven. When we forget our true identity, we become worldly. When this happens, all our concerns, thoughts, feelings, efforts, and energy becomes dedicated to temporal, earthly things, and we neglect the things of the Spirit. We become overwhelmed and overpowered by the cares and concerns of the world, that we disconnect ourselves from God. This diminishes us. We hear many warnings about this in the scriptures. And funnily enough, we read one in our epistle today. "For many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. I have told you of them, and now I tell you even with tears. Their end is destruction. Their God is the belly, and their glory is in their shame. Their minds are set on earthly things." And remember that rather awkward exchange between St. Peter and Jesus. "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." St. Paul again, "So if you've been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth." And when Jesus prayed for his disciples just before his betrayal and arrest, he said of them, "They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world." Our citizenship is in heaven. Some of you may be aware that in August I submitted my application for Canadian citizenship. It is still in process. At some point, I will be asked to take an exam to test my knowledge about Canada and the rights and responsibilities of being a Canadian citizen. In order to be granted citizenship, I have to prove to an adequate degree that I know about the place I wish to belong to. With today's reading, it got me thinking that perhaps as Christians it might do us good to remind ourselves not only where our ultimate allegiance belongs, but also the laws and values of the kingdom of God. Perhaps that might help us to keep our mind on heavenly things instead of earthly things. We all know what the fundamental law of God's kingdom is because Jesus summed it up for us. "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like it. Love your neighbour as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." As citizens of heaven, the law of love comes first. Therefore, we should try and remember that in our thoughts, words, and deeds, we need to choose and act with love. As citizens of heaven, our baptismal passport is marked with a cross because we are redeemed and reborn in Christ. Therefore, we should try and remember that our life is made whole and fulfilled in our relationship with Jesus, and that we need to nurture that relationship through prayer and listening to his words in the scriptures. As citizens of heaven, our King is Jesus Christ, and we are called to follow him. Therefore, we should try and remember that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that as his followers, we are called to share his good news and continue his mission in this world, to teach, baptize, and nurture new believers, to respond to human need by loving service, to seek to transform unjust structures of society, to challenge violence of every kind, and to pursue peace and reconciliation, to strive to safeguard the integrity of creation and sustain and renew the life of the earth. Friends, perhaps if we try to remember these things, we won't lose sight of our true identity. We live out our heavenly citizenship by setting our minds on the things of God and not the things of this world. It is not easy, but we are never alone. God is with us, always. Amen. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. For protection from all perils and temptations, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, gather your church under the wings of your divine love, and keep her in holiness and strength. Bless her witness and make her a sure refuge for all who seek salvation, love, and the peace that the world cannot give. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for the world, for the peace of the holy city of Jerusalem, and for the nation of Ukraine. Give to all nations an awareness of the unity of the human family, to see that all peoples on earth are brothers and sisters. Enlighten our rulers with compassion and wisdom, free them from pride and selfish ambition, so that they may guarantee and defend the great gift of peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for our homes, that your blessing will be upon them to make them places of joy for our families and friends. Bless all those in our community who care for the deprived and the homeless. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for all who are in need, pain, isolation, fear, or distress, that you would comfort, strengthen, and relieve them. On our parish prayer list, we pray for Angela, Pam, Rick, Jamie, Angie, Rudy, Andrew, Carol, Paula, Anne, Al, and Lexi. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And Lord, we commend into your loving mercy the dying and those who have ended their earthly journey. We join our prayers with Sarah Bartle in thanksgiving for the life and witness of Debbie Sen, in whose memory the sanctuary candle is given. May all the departed find refuge under the shelter of your wings of eternal love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, whose love calls us to his side. Amen. Brooding Spirit, beneath your wings there is creation and life. Accompany us on the difficult path with the disappeared, the broken and the fearful, so that we find the way to the city of our peace, where we are all accepted as your beloved, through the cross of Jesus Christ, our only Lord. Amen. And trusting in the compassion of God, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, for ever and ever. Amen. And Christ give you grace to grow in holiness, to deny yourselves, take up your cross and follow him. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and all those you love and serve this day and always. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.